the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Your coffee would never get cold. Your flight would always be on time. And your mattress would always respond to you and your unique sleep needs. Sleep Number mattresses are designed to respond to your body and shift with your changing life, helping you fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.
Hello and welcome to SciGuys, the show where we talk about the crazy, weird, and wonderful stories from the science world. I'm Corey, and as always, I'm joined by my co-host, the Lucoplakian Luke Cutforth. This week, we're talking about teething troubles and dental drugs. But first, Luke, I've got a question for you.
Okay.
How many teeth have you got?
Oh, God. One, two, three. I should know this. 32?
You shouldn't be counting them.
Five, six. That's it. Six.
Great content, that is. How many cavities have you got?
I think I'm developing one. I need to go to the dentist. Thanks for reminding me.
When's the last time you went to the dentist?
Oh, quite recently, like 7 or 8 months ago.
Oh, well done. I need to go to the dentist, man. I'm scared.
Yeah, you're looking yucky, sir. Just kidding. You're not. You're looking lovely. Those
wow.
are lovely dentures.
Wow. No, a dentist. I had a really nice dentist. He was really nice. He was very good looking. And then he wasn't there once. And I had to go to another dentist. And she was really, really mean to me.
Are you saying you fancy your dentist?
I mean, he was good looking, but there wasn't like a thing there.
Sure. Okay.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe there could have been. But
It's not for you to say.
I mean, one day he did like stick his fingers in my mouth.
That's hot.
I thought lovely. That was great. I was like, okay. Whoa. Okay. How did you know I like that?
I'm producing saliva.
I got so wet. So wet they had to get a little tool to suck it all out.
Yeah, the metaphor has ended now. That's
There's not been a metaphor at all.
Oh.
I was literally very wet and they had to suck me dry.
Well, yeah, that's how the dentist works.
I was upset though, because it wasn't the dentist who sucked me dry, it was just some lady that was working with him.
His assistant.
Yeah.
It was a threesome.
It feels like, do you know that situation, like on say Bang Bus or whatever, where...
Excuse me?
You know.
No, I don't. What's Bang Bus?
You never heard of the Bang Bus?
No. Is this like Venga Boys?
You have something to Google when you go home.
The Venga Boys. We like to party and not look at that other thing.
No idea what you're referencing. So anyways, it's like one of those things where, like, you know, they have a beautiful woman and they're like, here's a beautiful woman. And then the guy's like, oh, wow, cool. I'd like to do sexual relations with that beautiful woman. And then...
Hey, he
and
stole then, my pickup line.
Exactly. And then they blindfold him and then actually it's a beautiful man that he has sexual relations with, and that's how I felt when I was sucked dry at the dentist by his assistant.
Is that a real thing,
Luke? You have
is that
so
no seriously is that a real because that's just a video of someone getting sexually assaulted.
Well, no, okay.
That's what it is.
First of all, well, it's not real.
Oh, okay. Right. I thought that was... Okay, you should have...
It's like wrestling.
Right. Wrestling's
do you not have you real. Ever heard of internet?
I genuinely have not heard of that. I don't know what that is. That sounds... Are people watching that for fun?
You'd be so surprised at what people are watching on the internet. Do you know the state of internet?
Sure. I'm aware of that. But like, it being like popular enough that you can just casually mention it and it's people like, oh man, I'm so horny. Can't wait to watch that video of man thinks he's having sex with lady, but he's having sex with man.
And then
that'll,
he's like, oh,
that'll
wow,
get me going.
Oh, no.
Yes, please.
A lot of gay guys like straight guys.
Yeah. But they like straight guys being tricked.
Yeah, but that's just to facilitate the, you know.
I just think
I don't want to spend this episode
therapy,
on 2-3
you know?
Growth. Like, I don't want to spend this episode on 2-3 growth talking about the ins and outs and ins and outs and ins and outs and ins and outs and out and sploosh of
different
the bang
out.
Bus.
Yeah. That became way too visual for me. And I have aphantasia, so let's move on.
So, do you know what anodontia is?
Not wanting to talk about whatever we were just talking about. No, not having teeth.
One second. You wanted to segue away from what we were talking about.
By going
and so
straight
I did that.
Back to it.
And then immediately the first thing in your mind is to say, oh yes, this new thing is...
is that thing again, but not it. It not that. Anyway, yes. Is it not having teeth? Anodontia? Like, without teeth?
Yeah, anodontia without teeth. So, like, people born with not being able to grow a full set of teeth.
Wow!
Yeah.
That's
it's
a thing
a
I didn't know
condition.
Was a thing.
You must have seen people that, yeah, you must have seen someone that not got all the teeth.
I just assumed that they lost them.
But yeah, but maybe some people can't grow the full set. Do you know how some people grow more?
Yeah, well, yeah, like one that comes out at a funny angle.
Or no, like more teeth than they're supposed to. Like,
oh, like, yeah. that movie, Teeth.
That's slightly different. Most of the, I would only really be, in this episode, we're only talking about teeth grown in the mouthful. The oral region.
Ah, okay. Right, that's something for them to Google if they don't know what I'm on about.
That feels like Human Centipede level of, like, come on, you know what that is, right?
Yeah, you
got it. You don't need to have seen it. Nobody's actually seen it. And we just all know.
You can infer. I've seen it. I've seen the movie.
Of course, you were like, I need to watch that.
Yeah, it was a good movie. It was a perfectly good movie. Like, other than it was weird, but it was like, there were redeeming qualities.
The teeth. Were the teeth redeeming qualities?
I mean, you never saw the teeth.
What?
I don't think so. It's just a load of guys basically just getting their knobs bitten off. Now you know. You don't have to Google it.
That's bloody boring.
I don't
boring.
Think you see the teeth. I don't remember any teeth. It's just a lot of guys going, oh, there it goes. And then in a very British accent.
Oh,
like
this will grow back soon. Oh. Based on this reaction, I assume it must grow back. Like, otherwise, I'd be much more horrified.
Yeah, yeah.
Is this why you're not an actor?
Yeah. This is why I direct them. Because of that phenomenal.
You can't be directing them that well, where you're like, you've just had your penis bitten off by these teeth. So I want a really realistic reaction. And, you know, your actor's like, and like, you know, really going for it. You're like, oh, hold on. Cut. You're giving me like a 12. Let's bring it way back down. Realistic, remember I said. React how you actually would if you'd had it bitten off. Like, oh, jolly me.
Yeah.
What a happenstance this has been.
Well, the good thing is as a director, you very rarely give line reads to actors. So I think I'm safe.
Oh, really? What?
Yeah. It's a no-no.
Yeah. There was
specifically because of me.
It's the one thing that they...
Oh, there it goes.
Whoopsie daisy. Oh dear. Well then, good. I'm glad you're the director. So people are born without teeth, or born, well, people are born without teeth actually. That's just as a general rule, people are born,
yes,
mostly without teeth.
No, I think they're in there, aren't they? And then
no,
they just
in,
come out.
Yeah, but they're, come on Luke, you know, when we talk about having teeth, we're not just talking about having teeth in your skull, we're talking about having them jutting out of your skull.
Oh, but I think some people genuinely wouldn't know that you just have all the teeth there and then they just come out like they're playing hide and seek.
Well, it's not really hide and seek.
Bad hide and seek.
It's like whack-a-mole, but really slowly.
Yeah.
And they only come out once.
And then they don't, no one whacks them, they just fall out.
Okay, yeah.
We had different lives.
Did you not, like, tie your tooth to
a
doorknob?
I maybe wobbled it a little
and then...
bit.
You'd slam the door to get your tooth out?
Are you serious? Like, there's like a Simpsons thing, isn't it?
Try and pull the tooth out.
You just needed that £1 so desperately?
It was so poorly raised.
So it wasn't you slamming the door, it was someone else slamming the door.
I was probably told to. I mean, I also, like, broke open Easter eggs with my skull. Did you not do that?
Are you like some kind of troll or something?
I'm not joking. Is this not a thing? You take an Easter egg, you smash it off your head.
This is like a montage in Shrek.
And
like,
you've got to be really
careful.
When
they're trying to show Shrek's a crazy monster guy, and then you're like, oh, this is how I open Easter eggs.
Oh, this is a normal dude. This is a normal dude doing normal dude things. What's going on? Why is everyone being mean to this normal dude? He's perfectly average.
Yes, he's green, but there's nothing else different about him.
I don't think the color of a man's skin should really... And look at those lovely candles he made from his earwax. I can't get candles nearly that big.
To you, Shrek is just purely a racism movie and nothing else. It's not about ogres, just purely color of the
ogre.
Skin.
What do you mean? What's an ogre?
Yogurt.
You're saying yogurt.
Yeah, I think you need to be
no, it's
Shrek.
Onions. He's like an onion, he said.
Yes.
He said yogurt is like onions because
yes.
They've got layers.
Yogurts famously have layers.
The fancy
yes.
Layered yogurts, you know.
Oh, right. Okay, you got the Pret yogurt. Like you got the kind of jam and then the yogurt and then the granola.
Exactly, right? There's different layers.
That's what Shrek was talking about.
And
yes.
Shrek is like, just because my skin, the top layer,
yeah,
is one color.
The compote.
I'm actually a white man inside. As evidenced by Shrek 2.
With a core of granola?
I mean, it depends if he's eating granola or not.
Okay.
You know?
He must have done.
But he's a normal dude. Of course he has.
But he smashed it into his face when he ate it, yeah?
Look, here's the... How are you supposed to open an Easter egg then? You tell me. What, are you pulling out like a little hammer or something?
Yeah,
or whatever?
Like a chisel,
no.
I'm thinking, yeah.
You got a skull there. You have this big plate in the front
skull.
Of your head. What's that for if not smashing open Easter eggs? That's what Jesus wanted.
Mm. Were you raised by rhinos?
They'd be using their nose then, wouldn't they?
Is that their nose?
The horn is on their nose. Don't you come at me, okay? I know my rhinoceros.
Having been raised by them, yes.
No, because what does the rhino mean in rhino?
Rhino.
What if you were to have a rhinoplasty?
Does it mean horn?
No.
Nose.
Nose.
Oh my God. Wow.
There you go.
Yeah, okay, well, look at me.
Yeah.
thoroughly corrected.
Egg on your face. Or should I say egg on your nose,
horn
huh?
Horn on your face.
Are you going to crack open that egg with what? A little hammer? No, you use your skull. No, but you got to be careful when you're breaking open Easter eggs with your head. The Yorkie ones, and I'm not joking, outside of them being horribly sexist, that's some really hard chocolate.
Ah.
I think I can cust myself once.
Wow. This is just a fascinating level of experience you have of the world.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And you tear open Christmas presents with your teeth. Moving on, back to teeth. Researchers who have been researching this, we now think, I think because they've told me to think this.
Yes.
That...
Are they in the room right now?
Could be, I don't know.
They can't hurt you, Corey.
What they do is none of my business. No, but we might be able to regrow teeth.
I saw this and then I didn't read any more, but I am fascinated. So please teach me. I interrupted it and slowed
to
it
tell
down.
Me that
yep,
you
please
you,
carry on.
To tell me that
yeah,
you
should carry on now.
I'm trying to.
Please
but
teach
you,
me now.
So they think that we can like, you know, regrow teeth in humans using a drug and some others. I'll explain more specifically what's going on, but obviously with people, right? And this is the thing. I don't know if it's after you've lost a tooth, right? Like if you lose a tooth, like it breaks off, like, oh, well, you could maybe regrow a tooth. Or whether it's like only for people. I've only seen it speaking about people with like anodontia, like genetic congenital anodontia.
Right. And so I suppose there might be something that makes it different in them than it is in people who don't have that, which means that they could grow the teeth and we couldn't?
Potentially. Well, we'll get into it. We'll get into it. But it's... I'm not a tooth man.
No, not the tooth fairy.
I'm going to tell you... Don't you call me a fairy.
I didn't call... I asked if you were.
You can't be asking them questions, mate. Not after we got gay marriage. Not after love is love. Love won and they saved Jazz.
Gay
okay?
dentist.
I don't know if he was gay.
No, just gay dentist. The tooth fairy.
Oh, right.
I just think that would be a fun name for a Netflix show. It's a gay dentist, and it's called the Tooth Fairy. I don't know if that's offensive in some way, but you started it.
You started it.
No,
you started it.
You're the Tooth Fairy. You started it, Tooth Fairy.
Okay, I'm going to tell you the tooth.
Yeah.
You're annoying me. No.
Nothing about the tooth? The whole tooth?
How about just nothing?
Okay.
From you, just nothing. I hated that. So, animals, right? They.
Am I right? Sorry, Karen.
Animals. Do you know how earlier...
Yeah.
You said, just off pod, you said, wow, I've hit the right medication balance. I think I'm ready. I think I'm ready to do an episode.
It was right then. I think I might have overshot it.
Yeah, you definitely overshot it, bud. You did. Somehow your ADHD medication has given you more ADHD. Mm,
yeah, it's quite impressive, isn't it? I think I should be studied.
Honestly, I feel like you would not live long enough, you know, for enough sort of researchers to get time with you to study all of the things that are wrong with you.
Yeah, and they break me in the process. Too many tests.
Well, they tried to put you back together again. You know, Humpty Dumpty. Oh, wait, hold on. That didn't work out for him, did it?
No, he didn't. He didn't. They tried to put him back together again, and they failed.
Got to the point of asking the bloody horses. All right, lads, like, we've got no idea. I know you've only got hooves, okay?
You tried the horses.
Your hooves are not conducive to rebuilding a delicate thing such as an egg, but... Maybe you got some ideas.
Wait, so am I the egg that you smashed with your head? Wow, full circle.
Yeah, if we were sat in a circle, it would be a full circle. A circle of fools. And if the horses were there, it'd be a full circle.
Oh, that's lovely.
Thank you.
A little applause.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks. Thank you all. Back to the teeth, Luke. So animals have teeth often. Mm. You know, or I wouldn't say often. I don't know the stats on that, but some animals have teeth.
Bitten facts.
You agree?
I accept the premise.
Thank you for this hypothetical. Now, hypothetically, if animals were to have teeth.
They do.
Yep.
Your Honor.
So they were using mice in the initial research for all of this stuff that they were doing. And then they moved on to ferrets because ferrets have got similar teeth plans to humans.
Do they?
Yeah, apparently.
Wow, I can't
imagine a sentence I read.
A ferret with like a little human smile.
Yeah, well, the thing is, they're probably omnivores, and that's probably the main thing, right? And crucially, not rodents as well, because rodents have got weird teeth stuff going on. You know what rodent teeth are like?
Spiky.
No, they grow, the thing, one of the unifying traits of rodents is that their teeth grow for their entire lives.
As we all know.
Did you not know that?
No, what, they just keep going?
Like, yeah, did you
like
not,
ears?
I thought that was like ears.
Like, I think human ears just keep going. You've seen an old man, Corey.
I know, but I don't know how true that is. I think that's just something that people say. Your ears and nose keep on growing. My nose hasn't grown since I was... I think you just get old and things get, you know, weird.
Well, we'll find out. We'll run the experiment.
I don't plan on living that long. No, Luke, rodents, their teeth, you know, their incisors there, that, you know, the front teeth.
Just the little two.
Yeah, the front, what, four.
Yes.
At the front, they grow continuously. That's why they have to gnaw, right? And so beavers... gnaw on wood. Rats will gnaw on basically anything to grind the teeth down.
Yeah, I had to do this with my hamster. Hamsters have that as well. The front teeth just keep growing.
I'm aware they're rodents, but what did you have to do with your hamster?
Oh, you know, just give him some hard stuff to nibble on.
I was picturing you filing down your hamster's teeth, and I was worried for a moment.
Yeah, I, an 8-year-old, flipping on his back with a nail file. Come on, Twitchy, let's go.
Twitchy.
Yeah.
Awful name for a
hamster. Excuse me, he twitched all the time. It's basically all he did.
Yeah, that's like, you can't name a creature after its disability.
Well, I did. He had anxiety, and
let's extend
Twitchy.
That out to you. Okay.
Okay, what am I called then?
I don't think I'm allowed to say
it. No, go ahead. I can take it.
Off pod.
That's not a name. But I am mostly off pod. That's true.
Look, so elephants, they go through five sets of elephants.
Sorry, say again?
Elephants.
This is like when Benedict Cumberbatch said penguins.
When who said what?
Stop it. I realized as soon as I said it.
When who said...
Okay, I thought you said elephants. Carry on.
No, elephants, Luke.
Elephants.
Yeah, yeah. This is nothing like Benedict Cumberbatch saying penguins.
Penguins.
Anyways, so elephants, penguin. Luke, they go through five sets of molars. Sometimes even more than five sets, according to an article that I read. And more molars push through after the old ones wear down. The important thing to bear in mind is that, like, we have dental care. And that's a very, very good thing. A lot of animals, most animals, don't have dental care. And that obviously means that, like, their teeth get worn down over their life. And if you look at a really old animal, their teeth will be really worn down. And, like, if an animal, like, you know, if they were to live forever and not have some kind of, like, you know, tooth regeneration, they'd probably end up starving because their teeth would wear down to nubs and be useless.
That's where Huel comes in. What everyone's going to eat when we've cured every illness.
Yes. Soylent Green.
Yum,
but
yum.
In liquid form. Yum, yum, yum.
Maybe it's not worth living forever.
The chances of you getting stuck in a well or something just rise, you know? I don't know. I feel like I'd only take immortality if I could also teleport anywhere.
I think if you lived forever, the chances of you getting stuck in a well are not very high because you'll be very old if you're falling down that well and you will not make it.
You're immortal.
They haven't solved smashing your face against the bottom of a well.
I imagine they bloody would have if they could make us immortal. Like, seal up all the wells. We don't need them anymore.
The government has announced an immunization program against smashing your face against a well.
After enough people fall down the well, you're going to have a nice cushion there. And after even more people fall down that well and starve to death, presumably, there's not going to be any dip anymore. You can trip in the well and on all the corpses and you just step out.
I see. Okay, that's what happened in The Ring, isn't it? That's how the girl gets out. All the cushions and corpses.
100%, Luke. Thank you. Thank you for that Ring reference.
Oh, I love The Ring.
It's your one well reference.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've not got a lot.
Forget the fact that you made a film centered around a bloody well.
Oh my God, that's so funny. That's so funny. I literally have a well in my film.
Did you not realize?
Nope. It was just all Ring in my head.
And it's not even like you just weird shot sentence. A well where you're like...
No, we
oh,
built a well.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
you had to
weeks.
Build a well.
Yeah, 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 yeah. But no, in my mind, Samara from The Ring. It, literally the last shot of my film is a well.
I'm picturing it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the well we built.
Right, so elephants, they grow more teeth. Sharks, you know about sharks, they have like three sets of teeth sort of thing. They've got loads of teeth is the point.
Like on the go at the same time, like layers.
I think that's what people say. I think great whites, but sharks are weird. There's lots of sharks.
That makes them even more freaky. I know that we're not meant to be scared of sharks, but like they smile at you. I know they don't smile, but like you're expecting one set of teeth and it's already a shark and then it's three sets of teeth. Like, I'd just give up.
I reckon I'd prefer a shark to a group of dolphins. Depends on the shark, bear in mind. Because sharks, I wouldn't say they're friendly necessarily, right? But they don't want to deal with you. They mostly attack right. humans by
yeah.
accident. I don't think they think we taste very good.
Uh-huh.
Which, like, a shark will bite and maybe take off a leg or something and be like, ew.
Yucky.
Or like, oh, this is too much work. Bye. And go off somewhere. Whereas dolphins, if they could, actually, killer whales. If they're dolphins, right? They mess with us all the time. If we mess with them, they bloody hate some of us. They'll kill you without even caring about it. They have the capacity, the mental capacity, to be mean. That's terrifying.
Sorry, this has done nothing for my fear of sharks. I didn't have that much of a fear of sharks, but it's just introduced a new set of fears of dolphins and killer whales. Thank you so much.
Yeah. And now you're less afraid of sharks because you're more afraid of something else.
No, not how it works. It's not a zero-sum game. I can be scared of everything if I want to.
Anytime you're afraid of a shark, you just think, well, it could be worse.
Could be a whale. I'll think that as I punch the shark in the face. Could be a whale.
Can't punch a whale anywhere. So sharks, they the largest order of sharks, known as Caracarniforms. You don't care about that.
I don't.
I saw it and I was like, I'll read that later. Didn't. It's a tough one. They shed more than 30,000 teeth in their life. They replace them. They've kind of got teeth ready to pop out when the old teeth fall out.
Yeah,
which is why probably one of the reasons you find shark teeth all over the shop.
And they have those necklaces. They're a renewable source of necklaces. How nice.
Yeah, I mean, our finite necklace resources. we're really digging into the necklace mines to pull out those necklaces.
Well, it's mostly diamonds. They are renewable technically, but it'll take a long time. Sharks, 30,000 teeth.
We can grow diamonds in a lab easily now.
Yeah, I mean, tell that to the people who still buy diamonds from mines, Corey.
It's a marketing campaign.
I know. But they still do it.
Yeah, I know. But just because people aren't using a renewable source of diamonds doesn't mean that diamonds aren't renewable.
Yeah, okay. Well, and to be fair, like, it's not a very romantic gift to give somebody. Like, open the box and it's just a shark tooth. And it quite lands the same.
On a ring as well. That's like a weapon.
I mean, it'd be good, yeah. Like, you got that to slice someone. Wah!
A ring that you have to take off at security.
I mean, you have to take off all rings at security, Corey.
Really?
They're made of metal.
Not necessarily, though.
Right. Oh, okay.
Dude, I don't know. We're getting in the weeds. Back to the teeth. So, if you don't have teeth or you're missing teeth, you need like implants or dentures or, you know, things like that. And obviously that's not as sort of attractive an option as actually just having teeth in your mouth, right? Because you've got to, there's a whole bunch of like issues associated with having dentures. You've got to clean them in a different way. You've got to take them out. You've got to consider different things when you've got dentures. Implants is like a procedure you've got to do. If you can just give someone a drug and then you monitor them and they're able to regrow their teeth, that'd be ideal, right?
I thought we were going to give people shark teeth. No, yes, it would be ideal to have real teeth that have grown out of your face. That's better than either option.
Wouldn't say face, mouth.
But a part of the face.
I'd argue that the lips are part of the face and the mouth is in the head.
If the horn is the nose, the mouth is the face, Corey.
The horn isn't the nose, it's on the nose.
That's a bit on the nose.
I don't know if you're going to survive much longer.
We've already established I'm not.
Just picture this, look. I want you to understand, you know, like not many people get to know what the last thing they'll ever see is, but you will. It's this.
Yeah, it's either you or
you'll see this.
A horde
exactly
of scientists ready to experiment on me.
My hands clasped around your weak ginger throat.
My throat is not ginger. Why is my throat ginger?
Your little neck beard there, Luke.
Okay, yeah. No, I think that's more chin than neck, but okay. I'll make sure I shave when you strangle me. Give me some advance warning.
Yeah, I don't want to get any rug burn on my on friction burn on my fingers. They're very sensitive. So, the drug that we're talking about, in 2021, right, there were researchers at Kyoto University, that's in Japan, still is in Japan, they found this gene, right, USAG1 is a protein. They found a gene, basically, that if you kind of, wait, the gene is USAG1? I've got two things that say USAG1 protein. Ah, gotcha. I figured it out, Luke. I figured it out. There's the USAG1 protein, right? That comes from the USAG1 gene. And that protein can inhibit or limit the growth of teeth in mice, right? Because they don't just have the teeth that grow forever. They've also got some other teeth, I'm pretty sure.
Interesting. So because they've got some teeth that don't grow forever and some teeth that do grow forever, you can like learn from them because there's one animal with both functions going on?
I think it's more just that mice are useful.
Cool.
We just use mice for stuff.
And there's loads of them.
It's easier to kill a mouse than it is a different animal.
Yes.
Like emotionally, I mean.
Oh, well, that's
what you have to do at the end of trials.
What you meant physically.
Physically pretty easy to kill a mouse.
That's really bleak.
Anyways, so these mice lived happily and healthily with limited tooth growth. No, of course, they were
until
killed
they
afterwards.
Were killed, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But so there were these antibodies, right, can help with tooth growth basically by sort of inhibiting that gene. The gene, and so the protein can't then form properly, which means that it can't do its job of inhibiting or limiting tooth growth.
So just so I understand, when you say these antibodies, is that antibody is the drug? That's what we're taking.
Yes, yeah.
And the antibody then inhibits the gene in, theoretically in us, but in this experiment in mice.
Yeah, exactly, right? So the idea is you give someone this drug, which says here antibodies. So the medication blocks the protein, and then that the protein which was blocking the tooth growth, and so if you block the thing that's blocking, then the tooth growth is unblocked.
It's kind of crazy to think that we might just have, we've got all the apparatus to make more teeth, and it's one tiny little chemical switch, and your body's like, teeth!
That's really interesting that you say that, because that's not necessarily evident, right? Like, I didn't, apparently, so I read this, that there are, I'm just going to read this bit verbatim. The scientists, noting that humans have a third set of teeth available as buds and ready to grow as needed, are even more encouraged about the possibilities. Third set of teeth? I thought we had two sets.
Whoa.
You had your baby teeth and then your adult teeth. But there's apparently a third set of tooth buds that are ready to grow, but just like don't.
It's like when you scan behind like a Da Vinci painting and you find another painting.
Right.
And you're like, more Da Vinci paintings. Yes, please.
I'm curious because it could be a case of like, this might be a case of people who have anodontia where their teeth don't grow in properly, but they do have the tooth buds. It might be referring to that. It wasn't super clear, uh-huh. And I couldn't, like, I was looking at a couple different places, but it, from what I understand, apparently there's some kind of tooth bud that you can affect. There's also things about stem cells as well, right? So there's a bunch of different stem cells. You know what stem cells are?
Yes, they are cells that have not decided what they're doing with their lives.
Yeah, kind of like you know, millennial cells, right?
Yeah.
You know, they're still figuring it out.
We take them from babies. Embryos.
Yes, okay. That was just the way that you... I'm going to move on from your admittedly correct statement to something that's less uncomfortable. So, yeah, there are a bunch of different stem cells, dental pulp stem cells. They're inside human teeth. Human dental pulp stem cells, multipotent dental pulp regenerative stem cells. So pluripotent and multipotent. Pluripotent can turn into anything. I think multipotent can turn into a limited set of different things, right? Okay. I could be wrong, but someone will bloody tell me, won't they? Stem cells from human exfoliated deciduous teeth, or otherwise known as shed, are derived from dental pulp, especially from naturally fallen or extracted baby teeth, right? So you're literally getting stem cells out of teeth there. And there are other stem cells that develop after birth, and it says contribute to bone stability, right? You can use those in a bunch of different treatments. And coupling the idea of sort of stem cells with all of these sort of drugs for tooth regrowth, you could imagine there, it like, I think I saw a number like 5 years, we could be able to just regrow teeth.
Now, is this a case of the thing we always kind of laugh about on this show of like, just say in mice, where it's like the headline is we can regrow teeth, and then it's like, in mice, in brackets, and we really don't necessarily know how easy this is going to be to cross over to humans.
Well, human trials, I think, started in July of 2024.
Whoa.
Yeah. So,
so some people must have teeth.
Well, there are studies ongoing, but yeah, I think this could work in humans. Obviously, there's always going to be like tricky little bits to work out. I mean, I saw something somewhere, but I don't take this with a massive, massive grain of salt because I don't have a source for it. And I don't know how sort of true this is, but there was something I saw along the lines of like the teeth growing in aren't like, I think there's no way to like be like, okay, well just this tooth isolating it. It was okay. Like,
they're sort of like
a new, full new set.
Like they're not like maybe shaped correctly for where they are in the mouth.
Sorry, what?
Like you're saying that like you can't tell it which tooth to become.
No. I mean, as in you can't just say just grow this one specific tooth.
Oh.
It'd have to be a full set.
Oh, right. Okay, so you
from what I've read.
Wow. It's like getting your hair back. But yeah, oh, it's like a hair transplant where you have to have like all your hair shaved off. And then you get nice hair again. But for a while, you have to have not hair.
Yeah, okay.
Exactly what you don't want.
Okay, yeah. I understand where you're coming from. Yeah, I think from what I've read. But then again, like isolating just one area is something that could probably be done at some point, right? And again, I have no source for this. I just saw someone say it and I don't remember where.
Yeah, but it's a step, right? The step is firstly to do that, and then they'll try and figure out how to specify just this tooth. But like, yeah, we might get there, is what you're saying.
Exactly, yeah. And so, as I said, this USAG1 thing, they did it in mice, and they managed to make mice regrow new teeth using that sort of inhibiting the USAG1 protein.
That is really amazing because it's one of those things where like teeth are, I think there's a few different things. People always say it about hands where like people judge your hands when they first meet you. But like teeth, people will judge you for your teeth.
100%.
Like, yeah. Maybe not, like, you know, at the edges. Like, if you have good teeth versus okay teeth, maybe whatever. No one's judging that. But if you don't have, like, all of your teeth, or if you have, like, lots of cavities in teeth, people are reading so much into that. And it might be that you were literally born with a tooth thing where you don't grow your teeth.
Mm, absolutely.
But people are judging you as having bad choices and, like, all these different things. And your socioeconomic status and all these things. And if you can just give people good teeth, it will literally change their lives. Like,
yeah, absolutely. Socially, but also teeth are, you need them to eat.
That too.
That's the, like both socially and, like, just sort of, I guess, mechanically, practically, like, not having teeth is not something you'd think of, like, oh, that's a big thing. But, like, teeth are one of the most important parts of digestion. Like, you got to chew, you know? Mm. And teeth are there for chewing. Also for opening plastic things that are, you know, too much for your fingers.
Yeah.
Or any number of things.
Opening cans of beer sometimes if I'm feeling very irresponsible.
Oh, God. No, I'm never doing that again. Never doing it. Cans. Bottles.
Sorry, bottles. Yeah. Just cans. Just rip the top of the can.
Unnecessary.
Off.
Just, like, stab yourself in the night. Yeah, so they then moved on from mice to ferrets.
Yes.
From rice to mice to ferrets. The rice didn't really prove fruitful because turns out rice doesn't have teeth.
I like the idea. You know that, like, evolution of the ape picture where it's like the ape becoming a person? It's like, it's just like a mouse with a really great set of teeth, and then it's a ferret with a really great set of teeth, and then it's a person with a really great set of teeth. That's the roadmap for these scientists.
The next SciGuys poster. Yeah, so they also managed to hinder the same gene in pregnant mice to facilitate normal tooth growth when the condition that prevents it, congenital tooth agenesis, is present. So if there is, like, there's this congenital thing that causes, like, abnormal tooth growth, right? And for a pregnant mouse, they managed to give the pregnant mouse the treatment, and so that then little baby mouse was born with normal teeth.
Amazing. So if you know you have the illness or whatever it is, like the genetic disorder, whatever it's called, well, you don't have as many teeth as you should have, your baby can have all their teeth.
Or you can just do a genetic screening for babies.
Whichever floats your boat.
The reason I say that is because it depends. It might not be, like, congenital. It could be congenital, right? But not, like, like a dominant trait.
Uh-huh.
Or it could be something that you don't, like, very obviously pass down.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be, like, a novel mutation.
Yeah.
Or any number of really boring science things. I'm sorry to take the wind out of your sails, but that's life, my guy. You'd rather I take the wind out of your sails than the teeth out of your mouth, right?
Be a weird thing, though, if you're at your baby screening and they're like, just gonna take a cell from here to check if your baby's gonna have teeth. He's gonna have teeth. Congratulations. And it's a boy. Woo!
The girl's gonna have teeth, but you'd be surprised where.
No gender reveals, but teeth reveals.
Yeah, a tooth reveal.
Yeah.
Tell me, give me the tooth, the whole tooth and nothing but the tooth.
Is my baby gonna have teeth? Hooray!
Oh, dear. Yeah, so a little quote here from one of the scientists working on this. So, the idea of growing new teeth is every dentist's dream. I've been working on this since I was a graduate student. I was confident I'd be able to make it happen. We're hoping to see a time when tooth regrowth medicine is a third choice alongside dentures and implants. That's Dr. Takahashi, the head of dentistry and oral surgery department at the Medical Research Institute, Kitano Hospital, speaking to a Japanese newspaper, the Mainichi. It was in 2023.
Nailed it.
I got that quote from another article. That was a rough one to get through. But yeah, no, so this drug, it's in Japan that this is all happening. They're basically trying to figure out a drug to help people with congenital edentulism. So basically lack of teeth. So not having all the teeth that a person would be expected to have.
It's interesting. When you said that growing new teeth is every dentist's dream. Now, I don't know what it is about dentists, but I kind of believe that's actually literally true.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't think that maybe cancer doctors don't dream of like, curing cancer. They want
It'd
to
be
cure
work.
Cancer, but they don't dream of curing teeth. I think some dentists dream of teeth growing. It's just something about that world. You have to be really into teeth. And I think some people will have a thing for teeth. I'm obviously being very mean to dentists here. But I think, like, just in my mind, I can imagine, oh, yeah, teeth growing. That's hot. That's hot as hell.
Yeah, here's the thing. There's a reason that dentists have the highest rate. You know what I mean?
Of what?
You know what?
I actually don't. The highest rate of teeth?
Let me put it another way. Dentists are one of the saddest jobs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And I was just mean to them, so I'm sorry, dentists.
That's fine. They're mean to themselves. I just think, and I mean this with all love, there's got to be something kind of wrong with you if you want to be a dentist. You know what I mean? I don't know. There's nothing wrong with being a dentist. There's nothing wrong with dentistry in and of itself.
No, it's amazing.
But like, I just feel like dentists are different.
Yeah. It's like they'd be in their own section of the school cafeteria.
Yes, 100%. The section with no sugar or treats or anything. no, but on the tooth buds, I found more stuff in my notes that it says previous research from Dr. Takahashi shows that humans have the start of a third set of teeth already embedded in their mouth. So yeah, it's just you have a third set of teeth in there.
Spare teeth. So this specifically would like activate those spare teeth. But you only get one shot.
Yeah,
you don't
I guess.
Have a third shot.
So this, yeah, probably, right? But then also, because of that, we could probably figure out a way to, with stem cells or whatever, to like implant tooth buds into
unlimited.
At a certain point. Yeah, as many teeth as you want. But I was talking about hyperodontia. So 1% of people have that, right? That's where you grow extra teeth, mm-hmm. right? And that would be the sort of cause of that. You've already got tooth buds in there. And so there's just something causing you to grow more teeth than you, I guess, should. So you have extra teeth.
And is that like extra teeth as in like you get three sets in your life or four sets in your life? Or like you literally like they just don't stop coming?
No, I think that's more like
another tooth like poking
another
out.
More teeth in your mouth at once sort
right.
of thing.
Yeah.
And so
the teeth
using...
start coming and they don't stop coming. Sorry, Shrek reference. Carry on.
I like that you interrupt with that.
Yeah.
Like it's not on purpose. I feel like it's just come out. There
was
no choice.
It was happening in my head and I decided to let it out.
You shared it with us and I thank you for that. I appreciate it. There is nothing I could have said that would top that. Especially because, Luke, it's basically the end of the episode. What you want to take away from this is that we can't necessarily regrow teeth right this second. I mean, actually, we might be able to. I don't know. A lot of this information is like a year or more old.
Mm-hmm.
The stuff more recently doesn't seem to have any new info in it. But yeah, there is a drug that is being developed to help people regrow teeth. And so, you know, implants, dentures, all of that sort of stuff could be replaced by teeth at some point,
that
which is pretty cool.
Really amazing. I think that'll change so many people's lives.
It absolutely will. And is there anything else you want to say, Luke, before we go?
Well,
too late, Luke. It's the end of the bloody episode. Thank you to all of our patrons, and thank you for watching. You find the full references for this episode in the description. Subscribe for new episodes every Monday, and you can find and contact us at SciGuysPod.co.uk.
That's SciGuysPod.co.uk. SciGuysPod.co.uk.
You can follow me at NotCorey everywhere.
You can follow me at LukeCarforth everywhere.
And you can follow us both to the Patreon.